Talk about their experiences with the people of Ukraine. So all women are invited to come to that one. Next Sunday at 2 p.m. is our church council meeting. And there are a couple of really happy announcements. First of all, Colleen and Bill Payne, 62 years of marriage. And we have a birthday. That's Carl Madison, the longest standing member of the congregation. And how young are you, Carl? How young are you, Carl?
28.
All right. We'll take that. That's like my mother, who I think stayed 39 for about many years. Do we have any other announcements we need to take care of? If not, let us join together in the confession and forgiveness. So please stand as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin. His mercy endures forever. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us.
We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us join together in our gathering song, Change My Heart, O God. Number 801, and we sing it twice.
God speaks to us in scripture reading, preaching, and song. The first reading is from the second chapter of Acts. When the day of Pentecost had come, the apostles were all together in one place. And suddenly, from heaven, there came a sound like a rush of violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as a fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speak in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galatians? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own language we hear them speak about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed to them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through Prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall turn to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord, great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Word of God, word of Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us now read Psalm 104 responsively. "How manifold are your works, O Lord! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures.
Yonder is the sea, great and wide, with its swarms too many to number, living things both small and great.
There go the ships to and fro, and let Leviathan, which you made, for sport.
All of them go to you.
You give it to them, they gather. You open your hand, and they are filled with good things.
When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust.
You send forth your Spirit, and they are created, and so you renew the face of the earth.
May the glory of the Lord endure forever. O Lord, you rejoice in all your works.
You look at the earth and it trembles. You touch the mountains and they smoke.
I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God while I have my being.
May these words of mine please God. I will rejoice in the Lord.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Hallelujah.
The second reading is from the 8th chapter of Romans. "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If in fact, we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. Word of God, word of God.
Thanks be to God.
To come forward. Instead, I'm going to let you all sit there and I'm going to tell you another story. This one is from Genesis chapter 11. Now, the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as they migrated from the east, they came upon a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves. Otherwise, we shall be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." The Lord came down to see the city and the tower which mortals had built. And the Lord said, "Look, they are one people, and they all have one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. Nothing that they propose to do now will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language there, so that they will not understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore, it was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of all the earth. Have you ever been in a place where you don't understand the language? That's how I felt when I first moved to California. I moved into a neighborhood that was largely Hispanic, and I came to California knowing perhaps 3 words of Spanish: taco, burrito, and adios. And so I couldn't speak to my neighbors. And they couldn't speak to me, or we could speak to each other, and we had no idea what was being said and how I longed to hear English. I've taken some Spanish. I will admit that I don't remember much of it. I took it 2 years ago, and somehow I haven't had much of an opportunity to use it in South Dakota or here in Buffalo. But in the story from Genesis, we hear of the confusion of languages. And in our reading from Acts today, we hear something different. We hear, instead of confusion, we hear that God speaks in a way that everyone can understand through the apostles. And the difference in these two stories is that in the story of the Tower of Babel, the people wanted to make a name for themselves. And in our reading from Acts, God wants to make a name for God's self. So the difference between what mortals do for themselves and what God does are very, very different things. So this is a great day of Pentecost, the birth of the church. It's an important festival. It's one where you can see the tongues of flame that we have out, reminding us of what occurred on that day. Can you imagine what it must have been like for the apostles as they're gathered in one place? They're still terrified. They're still afraid that someone is going to do to them what it was done to Jesus. They're still afraid that they're going to die. And the day of Pentecost comes. And there's a sound like a great rushing wind. We know what that sound sounds like, don't we? We hear great rushing winds frequently here in Buffalo. But can you imagine if this whole building was filled with that sound of rushing wind? That whole the building starts to shake. That's one thing. But then to have what look like tongues as a fire come down, what would that be like for you? And then to hear people upon whom those tongues of flame have alighted, speaking in languages that are not their languages. Because they're Galileans. They should be speaking their native tongue, and instead, they're speaking in languages that everyone present can hear. So here are the listing of countries. Because people from all over the world are gathered in this place to experience what is almost unimaginable, that they can hear in their own language the glory of God being proclaimed by the apostles. And some of them don't react the way that God might like them to react. They say, what is going on with these individuals? They must be drunk. They're not speaking the language that they should be speaking. How in the world can this be happening? It harkens back to a story of one of those famous women of the Bible, Hannah, who goes before God and prays and cries out. And the thought is, she must be drunk. It's like, no, this is what true praise sounds like, to be crying and pleading and begging. And this is what true praise was, that everyone could hear in his or her own language. This was an important festival. The Feast of Pentecost is called the Feast of Weeks in the Old Testament. It marked the end of the celebration of the spring harvest, a liturgical cycle that began at Passover and during which devout Israelite families praised God for God's grace and mercy. So what an appropriate time for this to be occurring. It is a beginning rather than an ending. It is like birth, in a sense that something is left behind and yet something is created. Something is launched forward, which is only starting at this point. This is a time when the church moves forward into a new dimension of being. It is a time when the apostles put aside that fear once and for all and go out into the world, and the message is spread. Because filled with the Spirit, they can speak what is truth. Jesus promised that the Spirit that would be sent was the Spirit of truth. And what is truth? What is truth is never the right question. The right question is, who is truth? Because truth is Jesus. Jesus who said, I am the way and the truth and the life. And so it is proclaimed as the truth of Jesus and the truth of the one who sent him. This means new life for the church. A life filled with the Spirit, a life of proclamation of the truth of the gospel message. A new life through God. And no one is excluded from hearing this message. Everyone hears in his or her own language. It is not a time of revelation such as was seen by only a few of the apostles when they went up on the mountain and saw the transfiguration. Instead, this is a time when everyone is able to see. They're able to see and to hear this message. And some respond positively and some do not. And that is always the option that exists. There is the hope, of course, that some of those who first reacted in such a negative way when they heard Peter's words were swayed and joined the church. Because you listen to Peter's words, you look at those words, and he's recalling what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit. When Joel spoke these words, this was a condemnation of the earth. When Peter speaks them, these are words that provide hope. The thought that we are not left orphaned, the thought that we have the Spirit with us, a Spirit that can provide us with the strength to speak the truth. Because we live in a world where speaking the truth is difficult. We live in a world where every day, it seems, we read messages of more mass shootings, people killing one another. And we ask, what is going on in our world today? We've been speaking a lot about love and how we need to be united in love for one another. This world sorely needs to hear that message of love, that message of truth. We are all filled with the Spirit. Can we speak those words to a world that so desperately needs to hear them? Can we speak those words of truth and love in our world today? That is a challenge. Amen. Let us join together in our hymn of the day, Come Thou Font of Every Blessing, number 807.
Come thou font of every blessing.
together confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Set free from captivity to sin and death, we pray to the God of resurrection for the church, for people in need, and for all of creation. Holy living one, holy moving one, burst open our locked doors, and by your Spirit drive us out into the world, proclaiming your mighty deeds. Direct our words and actions, trusting the Advocate abiding in and among us. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Feed and care for creatures that remain hidden to us, yet contribute to the vibrancy of your creation. Train us to interact with creation from a place of wonder, awe, and reverence. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Send your Spirit to places where language is a barrier to justice and mercy for those who seek it. Bless the work of translators, interpreters, and teachers. Promote understanding for the sake of those longing for true freedom and peace. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Comfort all who live in constant fear and any who are suffering, especially the people of Ukraine and other places where there is war and trouble. We pray for all the schools where there have been shootings, all the other places in this country where there have been mass shootings. All who live in fear. Remind them that your Spirit has made them your children and that they are never far from your glory. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Guide all bishops, pastors, missionaries, and other ministers of the gospel. Foster our relationships with partner synods and local ministry partners that our visions and actions are Spirit-led. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gather your people across regions, nations, and lands. Root our common life in the life, death, and resurrection of Christ. And by your Spirit, bind us together with all the saints who have gone before us. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In your mercy, O God, respond to these prayers and renew us by your life-giving Spirit through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share with one another a sign of that peace. We thank you for sending in your offerings to the church or giving through online banking.
right, our duty, and our joy, that we should in all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for our Savior Jesus Christ, fulfilling the promise of the resurrection, you pour out the fire of your Spirit, uniting in one body people of every nation and tongue. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join your unending hymn.
With all your people, now send us forth in the power of your Spirit.
you're able for the blessing. For God does bless us and send us in mission to the world that so desperately needs to hear the good news of God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Amen. Let's join together in our sending song, Spirit of God, descend upon my heart. It's number 800.
Happy birthday to you.